This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Anthony Brooks. At this moment, members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are debating a draft resolution authorizing U.S. military intervention in Syria.
On the House side, for most of the afternoon, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Secretary of State John Kerry have been pressing the case for an armed strike against the Assad regime. Here's Kerry just a few hours ago.
This is not the time for armchair isolationism. This is not the time to be spectators to slaughter. This is not the time to give permission to a dictator who has already used these weapons the unfettered ability to continue to use them, because we step back.
However, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also testified in front of the House Foreign Relations Committee today that military action would not rid Syria of all chemical weapons. This is not about eliminating chemical weapons, Dempsey said. That's impossible.
Meanwhile, President Obama today was in Stockholm, Sweden, where he used the most pointed language so far in his campaign for military action against Syria.
My credibility is not on the line. The international community's credibility is on the line. And America and Congress's credibility is on the line, because we give lip service to the notion that these international norms are important.
Well, joining us is Nikki Tsongas. She's U.S. Representative for the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. She also serves on the House Armed Services Committee. Representative Tsongas, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Mecca. Good to be with you.
First of all, what's your response to what President Obama said this morning in Sweden, that it's Congress's credibility that's on the line here?
Well, you know, I think he did make the right move by including Congress. I was among a number of members who called upon him to do that, because I think this is a decision that warrants, you know, robust debate and careful thought. I think we've got to think it through very carefully. We all condemn the use of chemical weapons, and no more so than when you see a leader willing to use these weapons against his own people. It's particularly heinous. But I think we have to consider all available options, and I have real grave concerns about, you know, military action in Syria.
So does that mean that you know how you're going to vote if the House does indeed vote on a Syria war resolution?
I'm weighing it. You know, I think we've got to think through all the possible actions and reactions for everything we do. We know the Assad government and others will react to it, and I think we have to be very clear-eyed about the potential of any of those reactions, so that we're not taken by surprise, that we're not on a slippery slope, not of our own making.
Representative Tsongas, I heard you say just a second or two ago that it's especially heinous when a leader uses chemical weapons on his people. So does that mean that you have confidence that indeed it was the Assad regime that fired these chemical weapons?
Well, I think there's a growing body of evidence that does implicate the government of President Assad.
Let's hear what President Barack Obama had to say on this point as well, again this morning in Stockholm, Sweden.
Frankly, nobody's really disputing that chemical weapons were used. The only remaining dispute is who used them, which is outside the parameters of the UN investigation.
The president also repeatedly today said that he has high confidence that it is the Assad regime that used the chemical weapons, but never once today did he say that he's 100% certain. So, Representative Tsongas, I'm wondering, is there any doubt or concern you have of the nature of the intelligence that is being given to you, to Congress, and therefore to the American people?
I think we've come to understand with what took place in Iraq that we have to be very skeptical and be sure there's clear and convincing proof that there is a connection. The president was right to draw the distinction that the mission of the UN team really was just to establish that chemical weapons were used, but not necessarily to draw the line as to who used them. So I look forward to going tomorrow to yet another of the classified briefings that the administration is holding to hear their presentation. But as I said, I do think the linkage has to be very clear and very convincing, that we need to be skeptical always.
Mm. Now, I heard you mention Iraq, and that, of course, is the specter that's lingering in many, many people's minds who are listening to this. The language from the Obama administration has been very urgent, very strong. Is there any part of you that thinks, wait, we ought to slow down even a little bit more before we commit any of the United States military and its capabilities to the Syria problem?
As I said, I'm very concerned about any military action in Syria. I, for one, worry that even with our action to strike back at Syria because of their use of chemical weapons, there's no guarantee that the message will be received, nor that even with that the Assad government might not yet again use chemical weapons.
One thing that we've been hearing from President Obama over the past few days, which seems to be a slight expansion from what he was saying last week, is that the U.S. military would be used to degrade the Assad regime and also to support or aid the Syrian rebels. Now, on the one hand, there is a Senate draft resolution that says military engagement would be 60 days, no boots on the ground. But this question of what does degrading the Assad regime mean, and is that still an open-ended military commitment that the United States might be walking into?
And I think that's what underlines the concern many of us have, that as simple as this may seem initially, we've seen all too often how one simple action leads to many unintended consequences, which then require of us another reaction, which again lead to another unintended consequence. We simply cannot take this initial action without having carefully considered the potential for all that might come as a result. And then based on consideration of all of those, well, we can never foresee it all. Each of us make our own decision that we think is in the best interest of our country and of our constituents.
Well, let's listen to a little tape from Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who is testifying today also in front of the House Foreign Relations Committee.
If Assad is prepared to use chemical weapons against his own people, we have to be concerned that terrorist groups like Hezbollah, which has forces fighting in Syria supporting the Assad regime, could acquire them and use them. This risk of chemical weapons proliferation poses a direct threat to our friends and partners and to U.S. personnel in the region.
Representative Tsongas, you're a member of the House Armed Services Committee. How does what Secretary of Defense Hagel say, how does that sit with you?
That's one of the concerns we've had all along, that Syria is in possession of chemical weapons, which we have seen the government itself is willing to use. And an underlying concern has been that they also might fall into the hands of the rebels. So that's an issue that we have to be very mindful of, but I don't think it's necessarily resolved by the action that President Obama is currently proposing.
Representative Tsongas, I wonder if we could just take a step back for one moment. Do you think that American vital national security interest is at stake in the Syrian conflict?
You know, as I said, I think the use of chemical weapons is one that we should rightfully condemn. And I think, as I said, the president made the right move by including Congress in that discussion. But again, I have grave concerns about any military action in Syria.
So it sounds like you're not sure.
As I said, I look forward to the discussion. I look forward to going to the classified briefing that I will attend tomorrow, as well as there will be others early next week as we all go back to Washington. And, you know, I will weigh all the evidence as we move forward.
Now, you're in the district in Massachusetts today. Are you hearing from your constituents on this issue?
Yes, I am. You know, we're receiving a lot of calls, primarily people against military action, but others wanting to think it through, you know, understanding that there are consequences for military action, there are consequences for not taking military action, and just wanting to fully understand the whole equation. And that's why I myself feel strongly I need to hear more as I go back to Washington and then make a decision. But, you know, I start out with serious concerns that there's a simple solution to this.
Serious concern that there's a simple solution to that? What do you mean?
Well, I mean just simply to suggest that we could take these strikes and try to send a message that the message would be received or that it wouldn't provoke additional responses that are just as grave, if not more grave.
Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas represents the 3rd Congressional District in Massachusetts. Representative Tsongas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Meghna. I appreciate it.
Stay with us. President Obama brought legal education reform into the spotlight recently when he said law school should be 2 years, not 3. We'll talk with legal innovators about what's wrong with the teaching and practice of law and how 21st century technology could help fix it. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.